Now, you're at Corowa at the moment. You've done a few weeks at Corowa, a few more weeks to go. How many soldiers do we have jumping out of planes in the Southern Riverina?
At the moment, we've got about 80 staff in total here in Corowa. That fluctuates a little depending on which courses we're running and at which time. But we are close to our peak at the moment with about 80 people in location.
Now, why is Corowa the location for this training?
It's actually the nature of the training which we're performing, being predominantly freefall training, introduces a number of complexities. And in order to, I guess, deal with those complexities, we need to align meteorological conditions, mainly winds and clouds, along with free airspace and facilities. So Corowa has identified itself as the place where those three categories align itself. And on top of that, the local community and council have been most forthcoming with their with having us here, and we've been welcomed into the community. So yeah, it's been identified itself as the ideal location.
Now, Ashley, I might just get you to turn around a little bit, because speaking of wind, we're getting quite a bit of wind interference with us this morning with your mobile.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Now, talk me through the process here, because I was lucky enough when I do skydiving at the moment, I'm still jumping with someone else helping me out. It's still a tandem. What do your trainees go through?
Okay, so they, at the initial stages, they're required to conduct what we call a static line descent. So they will actually perform their initial stages without undergoing freefall. Once they've completed those stages, then they'll go through what we call the accelerated freefall stages, and that aligns with the civilian equivalent of training skydiving. That is, they'll do up to 9 to 10 descents with instructors hanging off the side of them. And then at the completion of that training, and once they're deemed competent, they'll then progress to what we, I guess, we entitle combat equipment. And that is jumping out of the aircraft at 12,000 feet with packs and webbing and weapons up to sort of 30 kilos of equipment, which does change the dynamic of freefall quite significantly, and is quite a large step from the basic freefall stages.
Now, what's the difference between, you mentioned there's static line, what's the difference between static line and freefall?
The static line is when the paratrooper exits the aircraft, the static line will actually pull the parachute out of the container on his back and deploy his parachute automatically. So the actual paratrooper is not required to physically deploy his canopy with a ripcord. It's all done for him by the static line, which is connected to his parachute, to a cable in the aircraft.
Now, once they've done their training and they become qualified paratroopers, what is their role in the Australian military?
In the Australian military, the freefall, capability is a unique capability to certain parts of the Defence Force. And they will go back to their units, and those units will utilise that capability as they require for both exercises and obviously for operations. And they will, once back in their units, they'll undergo further training. And what we do here at the parachute training school is what we refer to as individual training. Once they return to their units, and they go undergo collective training, which is a more operationally focused and more unit-specific sort of training.
Now, we know that in military across the world, people who jump out of planes, your paratroopers, they are considered a little bit special. Is it the same for this lot of trainees, that you get these people coming through and they themselves feel a little bit special, and they are regarded by their colleagues also something a little bit standout?
I'm sure if you ask the blokes, they'd love to regard themselves as elite. I guess given it is a niche skill and a niche capability within defence, so that alone identifies them as a small group within the military. And so, yes, they're very proud and very keen to identify themselves as paratroopers. By virtue of that, I guess there may be a little bit of elitism, but that's probably comes down to individuals as opposed to the organisation.
And one last thing for you, Ashley, is how many jumps have you done?
Myself? I'm actually... not the most experience here, but I've only done just over 200 freefall descents. So,
it's still a good job if you can get it, hey?
It is an absolutely fantastic job, and there's no one here that would attest to that. Everyone here understands how lucky they are, and everyone here thoroughly enjoys what they do.
Very good. Captain Ashley Leonard, thanks for having a chat this morning.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.